Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Worm Story, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Wilton wriggled round a bend in the intestine and felt Algy stiffen on his shoulder. "Over there," hissed Algy, waving his tendrils. "A whole bunch of them." "Where?" said Wilton, peering at the spongy caves and slimy crevices that covered the walls of the intestine. The thought of finally meeting other worms made his food tube tingle with excitement. "Do they look friendly?" he said, still trying to see them. Algy didn't answer. Wilton realised that was because the little microbe had disappeared. The worms seemed to have disappeared too. Wilton twisted around in circles, but he couldn't see them anywhere. Finally, Algy reappeared on his shoulder. "Sorry," said Algy. "False alarm. From a distance, bits of dead microbe can look very like killer fungus spores." Wilton saw where Algy was pointing. Inside a cave were piles of microbe body parts. The tragic remains, Wilton guessed, of an old killer fungus raiding party. Poor things, thought Wilton. And poor Algy, having to see other microbes in bits like that. "I'm sorry too, Algy," he said as they set off along the intestine again. "I was looking for worms and forgetting to keep a squiz out for killer fungus." Algy patted him on the shoulder. "Don't feel bad, Wriggles," said Algy. "I understand how much you want to meet your lot. But the whole world's in a mess. We're up to our tendrils in sick sludge and killer fungus and wild storms and headache epidemics. We've got to find out what's causing all this bad stuff." Wilton wanted to suggest that as there were two of them, perhaps they could do both things at once. Meet worms and save the world. He didn't. Algy obviously felt very strongly about this. Wilton knew friends were meant to support each other as much as possible, and even though being a friend was a very new experience for him, he wanted to do it right. "Okay," he said. "Good on you, Wilton," said Algy. "You're the biggest and strongest friend I've got. I need you." Wilton glowed. This felt much better than being called fat and useless.